This is almost obvious for Halloween. Wednesday, October 31st, 2012. Recording time is at 23:48 hour or 11:48 p.m. Temperature is at 56 degrees somewhere in Southern California. It's quite a cool night. Well, I want to talk about a few things that I actually recorded yesterday, but I forgot that I only have like 5 minutes of recording time. Actually, I was talking about like more than like 15 minutes, and I realized, oh my, okay, forget it. Anyway, I was talking about the Hurricane Sandy, about the aftermath of power loss, floods, damages, and the problem with supply of clean water. Right now, it's like Red Cross is taking donations for Hurricane Sandy. So if you want to make donations, please do so. You can make donations straight to Red Cross. I believe Google, Amazon is setting up a way to do that. Also, you can send your donation through iTunes Store. So please do. excuse me. Big news on Monday. I talked about it in great length. Now I'm just going to talk about it pretty in much shorter time. Disney bought Lucasfilm for $4.05 billion. Lucasfilms was owned by George Lucas himself, 100%. Now he's getting $4.05 billion in stocks and bonds, equally according to the report. And Disney, of course, yep, took no time to they took no time to announce episode 7 of Star Wars, and episode 8 and 9 to follow, you know, a few years after that. So if you're a fan of Star Wars, I don't know what to say. It could be great. It could be not, because it's kind of like we spend a lot, like for 7 years, episode 1, 2, and 3, it's kind of, yeah, it's, and then we're kind of disappointed for other things. Jar Jar Binks, people like, you know, the Jake Lloyd performance, yeah, this on the episode 1. Then, of course, Christian Haydenson, who played Skywalker. What's his name? Anakin Skywalker. Pretty much like, you know, his performance universally panned by everyone. well, if somebody else going to direct Star Wars, treat Star Wars, then episode 7, 8, and 9, well, that might be a good thing, as long as they get the right director to do it. George Lucas will be serving as creative consultant for Disney. So, basically, in a way, some people said that Disney is giving, I mean, is paying George Lucas $4.05 billion to stop making movies and messing around with Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and whatnot. yeah, that reminds me of an episode of South Park where, you know, the South Park creators portraying George Lucas and Steven Spielberg ruining their own movies, but keep, you know, revising their movies. And remember E.T., where the guns were replaced with walkie-talkie, and Star Wars, the special edition after special editions, replacing, like, in, like, the graphics, and for some reason they replaced the old Anakin with the younger Anakin. So, anyhow, what else? What else is going on in the world? Nothing much, really. Of course, like, the story about, big story, but Scott Forstall, like, you know, being, you know, out of job, pretty much, like, being the lead of the iOS team. Now he's serving as Tim Cook's advisor, whatever that means. But in a way, Tim Cook's still being nice to Scott Forstall, saying, like, yeah, you still be in the company, probably you're stripped off of your responsibility for now. You know, let's wait and see for a year what's going to happen, right? And then, in addition to that, Scott Forstall still going to get his stock options for the year 2013. And then, according to someone who at Apple, who I can't really name at this point, there's a possibility this would be a cooling off period for Scott Forstall. And they will figure out, like, well, what he can do for the company, you know, in a year time, and either he's gonna be actually out of the company completely, or he's gonna be given a new responsibility. So, I mean, who knows? We don't really know. Anyhow, 5 minutes. Till next time.